Hey, this is Tim Tebow, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Alright, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 133. It is the ninth episode in our quarterly recap series, which is a series that we've been doing throughout the year, where we play some of the best tracks from 2011 that haven't found a way to get into other episodes of ours. So, on today's episode, we're going to play entirely tracks that came out in 2011. Today's episode is very post-rock oriented, lots of instrumental rock, some post-metal, some vocal-led stuff, but it's more so a very rockish episode. We'll be doing, I believe, one, maybe two more quarterly recap episodes to wrap up 2011. I understand we're already in 2012 now, but a lot of best of 2011 lists have come out recently, and basically from those lists I've found a lot of tracks that I've missed out on throughout the year. So these next few quarterly recap episodes are going to be either tracks that I totally missed out on or just never had a chance to play. So the first track that we played in today's show was by Mark McGuire, who is a kind of a guitarist from Cleveland, Ohio, who makes sort of ambient drone music, lots of like loop pedals and reverb and all that stuff. And he's most known for his work in the band Emeralds, which also kind of makes ambient, drone, guitar-led music. This track that we played was called The Marfa Lights, which is off his recent album that came out this year called A Young Person's Guide to Mark McGuire, which is actually a compilation. Mark McGuire is basically very prolific. He releases a lot of stuff every year. And this compilation is a great place to start because it's really good. It's basically his best work. So if you've never heard of Mark McGuire, I would start off with A Young Person's Guide to Mark McGuire, if you like that track. So moving on into the next block, we've got two blocks here. The first track that we're going to play is by a post-rock band from Melbourne in Australia called Laura. And this track is called Visitor. We'll be right back. Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we played there. So, like we mentioned, the first track was by Laura, who are a post-rock band from Australia. The track that we played there was called Visitor. It's the opening track off their latest album called 1200 Times, which was their third record to date. But it was their first since 2006. I think they had a remix album in 2007, but it was their first full-length record in like 5 years. And Laura are a post-rock band that use a lot of vocals. All three of their records are sort of the same style. Lots of big tracks, post-rockish, but with kind of hushed vocals thrown throughout. Following that, we played a track by Vessels, who are, again, a post-rockish band from the UK. They are, I don't want to say an indie rock band, but they're a rock band that has vocals, but has a lot of post-rock tendencies. The track that we played there was called Meat Man, Piano Tuner, Prostitute, off their record called Helioscope, which was their second record to date. And finally, we heard a track by A Poor Man's Memory. If that sounds familiar to you, A Poor Man's Memory is a track by Explosions in the Sky off their album Those Who Tell the Truth. But anyway, A Poor Man's Memory is a post-rock band or an instrumental rock band from Germany. I had not heard of them until recently, so I don't know much about them, but this track that we played was called Transatlantic off their latest album called Fathers and Sons, which was their second record to date. Alright, so we'll move into the next block right now, which is going to be somewhat similar to the first block we had. And the track that we're going to play here is probably the most playful track in today's show. It's by Battles, and it's called Ice Cream.
Yeah. Thank you. The king of high school. Did you hear he just died? It's true. Drinking, I guess. Or was it drugs? Not sure. Seems it all evens out.
Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we played there. So, like we mentioned, the first track was by Battled, who are kind of an experimental math rock band from New York. The track we played there was called Ice Cream. It's off their latest album called Gloss Drop, which was only their second full-length to date. They've released a lot of EPs, but that was only their second full-length record. And it was their first record without their lead guy, I guess you can call him their former lead guy, Tiande Braxton. So he left the band, and Battles released this new record without him, and I think it was a critical success. Anyway, following that track, we went with a track by Omega Massive, so we went from probably the most playful track in today's show to the darkest, I guess you can say. And Omega Massive are basically a post-metal slash sludge band from Germany. This track that we played was called Aura. It's the opening track off their latest record called Carpathia, which was their third record to date. And what I can say about Carpathia is it is exactly as good as their last album. So if you like their second album, Geisterstadt, you'll like Carpathia. But if you didn't like Geisterstadt, you're probably not going to like Carpathia. Anyway, following that track, we heard a song by September Malevolence, who, I don't know what to call them, because they were once a post-rock band, but they are now kind of an indie rock band. They're from Sweden. This track that we played was called King of High School, which was off their latest record called Our Withers Unwrung, which was their third record to date. Like I mentioned, they were a post-rock band that turned into an indie rock band. Their first album was all pretty much instrumental rock, and their last two albums were like indie rock, but definitely had those post-rockish tendencies. And all three of their albums kind of have the same atmosphere, so whether you like vocals or not, you'll probably like all of them if you like this track that we just played. Anyway, we only have one track left to wrap up today's show. Before we jump into that, just want to say that the next episode in our curated series is by the ambient artist Pimmin, and the next episode after that is just going to be our quarterly recap episode number 10. So anyway, let's jump into this last track. It's going to be by the band Russian Circles, who are you can either say they are a heavy post-rock band, or you can say they are a soft post-metal band, I guess. They're from Chicago. They're a threesome. And this track that we're going to play is called Melodic, off their fourth record to date called Empros. So anyway, thanks for listening to today's show. We'll jump into this track. Here is Russian Circles with Melodic.